Chapter 10 Money for Playing Games. I decided to go home to Mobile, but the bus stopped at Nashville on the way, and I went into town for a drink and something to eat. I was going past a hotel when I looked in the window and saw some people who were playing chess. Like I said before, Big Sam taught me how to play chess when I was in the jungle. Well, I went into the hotel to watch them, but it was a special chess tournament, and it cost $5 to watch, so I didn't go into the chess room. I was just walking out again when I saw a little old man who was playing chess with himself at a table near the door. I had another hour before I had to catch the bus again, so I went across and watched him. Then I said, "If you make that move, you'll lose your queen." He didn't look up, but after a minute, he said, "Perhaps you're right." It was time for me to get back to the bus station, but when I started to leave, the old man said, "Why don't you sit down and finish this game with me?" "I can't," I said. "I have to catch a bus." So he waved at me with his hand, and I went back to the bus station. But I missed the bus that evening, and there wasn't another one until the next day. So I walked back to the hotel, and there was the little old man, still playing against himself. He looked up and saw me, and told me to sit down. It took me an hour to win that chess game. "Just who are you?" he said after the game. "Forrest Gump," I said. "Where did you learn to play chess?" he asked. "In the jungle," I told him. He looked surprised. "Aren't you in the tournament?" he asked. "No," I told him. "I'm going home, and I'm going to start a shrimp business."
"You can make a lot of money from chess," he said. "You're very good."
"Am I?" I said. The old man's name was Mr. Tribble. 2 days later, we were on our way to Los Angeles to a big chess tournament. We were a day or two early for the tournament, and Mr. Tribble took me to see some people who were making a film. They make a lot of films in Los Angeles. We were watching a man who was crashing through a window in a film fight when a man walked over to us. "Are you an actor?" he asked me.
"Who? Me?" I said.
"We're here for the chess tournament," said Mr. Tribble. But the other man was looking at me.
"You are a big, strong man, aren't you?" he said. "You're just what I need for a film that I'm making. My name is Felder."
"He has to play chess in a tournament tomorrow," said Mr. Tribble. "He hasn't got time to be an actor."
"It won't take long," said Mr. Felder.
So we went with Mr. Felder, and I found myself acting in a film about the jungle with Raquel Welch, the famous film star.
"Is that really Raquel Welch?" I asked Mr. Felder. But things did not go well. Somehow, when I was helping Miss Welch to escape from the jungle, her dress came off, and I had to run into the trees to hide her. But who do you think we met there? Sue, the ape. He was in another film. The three of us ran out of there fast, and Miss Welch shouted and screamed. No, things didn't go very well. I wasn't an actor for very long. I think Mr. Tribble was secretly pleased. I was pleased because I was back with Sue again. Back at our hotel, the three of us sat in our room and tried to decide what to do.
"It's going to be difficult traveling with an ape," said Mr. Tribble.
"He won't be any trouble, Mr. Tribble," I said. But Mr. Tribble seemed worried. Next day was the big chess tournament at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Mr. Tribble and I got there early, and I had to play chess all day. It took me about 7 minutes to win the first game, and half an hour to win the next. I played all that day and the next, and suddenly I was in the final, playing with a Russian, Honest Ivan, the best player in the world. He was a big man with long black hair, and he didn't want to lose. It was a long game. Honest Ivan was good, very good. But just when Honest Ivan seemed to be winning, Sue ran across the room and jumped onto the chess table. Honest Ivan fell off his chair, and everybody started screaming and running everywhere.
"Let's get out of here, Forrest," shouted Mr. Tribble.
We got back to the hotel and hurried up to our room.
"Forrest," said Mr. Tribble, "you're a wonderful chess player, but I never know what's going to happen next. Here's half of the money that you've won. It's almost $5,000. Take Sue back to Alabama with you and start your shrimp business."
He shook my hand and gave me his address.
"Write to me sometimes, Forrest. Good luck."